You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Welcome aboard, everyone, as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour on a midweek Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Isaac with you here today on a sunny day here in eastern Iowa, live from the Econ Nutrition Studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Great show lined up for you today. We will talk golf. It is Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, our second talk with golf today of the year. Brian Haas is going to join us, and special guest today with Brian. We will tell you about that coming up in just a little bit. If you have a question about your game, Brian will answer those questions for you coming up a little bit later on. And a lot to get to before that. We've got the reinstatement of the Heisman Trophy to Reggie Bush, the big day today for the Chicago Bears. And we are a little bit more than 24 hours away from round one of the NFL draft in the Motor City of Detroit. All that and more coming your way on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class right here on 1600 ESPN, as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM right down there in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Great to have you with us again from the Econ Nutrition Studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And good afternoon to you, Isaac. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. I'm having fun on with our social media stuff over here real fast. I'm making a lot of different graphics for us.
Very
for
nice.
Summer.
Very creative today. Your creative juices are flowing today.
Well, they're a little blocked up right now, but hopefully they get going here in a minute.
My confidence and money is on you, man.
I appreciate that.
My money is on you. Mark from the sunny southwest side today. Good afternoon. Uh-oh. Did we lose Mark? We may have. All right. We'll try it again. We'll get Mark back on the horn here and get him with us as well here today. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. 319-366-1600 as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here today. And I think we got Mark back with us now. How you doing?
I'm good, Scott. How are you guys?
Well, good now. I don't know what happened there. Just one of those little glitches every once in a while, right?
Isn't technology grand? We're good to go.
When it works. We're going to talk golf coming up in just a little bit. It's our second edition of Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Looking forward to talking with Brian Haas and a special guest today as we get ready for the team tournament. Also some news today in the world of golf, but we will get to that when we focus on golf coming up in about 10, 12 minutes or so. But plenty to get to before that, Mark. We will not mention the debacle that happened last night in the ninth inning up at Target Field in Minneapolis. The latest edition of, gosh, the White Sox are just god-awful. But you are happy, I know.
Well, I was, and I wasn't going to text you about it until you texted me. Gosh, I feel for you, but I was happy the Twins pulled that one out.
Yeah, there's just new and fascinating ways that the White Sox are finding to lose games right now. But we digress a little bit. The big news of the day, the Heisman Trophy in late April. And you don't usually get those two copacetic at this time of the year, but the news coming down today, the reinstatement of Reggie Bush by the New York Athletic, Downtown Athletic Club, and he is back in good standing with them. The 2005 Heisman Trophy has been reinstated by that trust, and 19 years of controversy, I guess, in the rearview mirror now, Mark, as everything that Reggie Bush lost the Heisman for is now what? Small potatoes as far as 2024 in the world of college athletics is concerned.
Yeah, of course, this is related to improper benefits Bush allegedly received while he was at USC, and it penalized not only Bush but the Southern Cal program, which had its 14 wins stripped from its ledger, and that's a whole different story. But the NCAA explained the reason and the Heisman Trust explained that there are fundamental changes in athletics now. You can read that NIL for certain, but I don't know. I mean, what Reggie Bush did in 2004 or earlier, it was against NCAA rules. It wasn't against the law. It was against the NCAA rules. You know, what if baseball all of a sudden adopts the fact that players and managers can bet on baseball? Then you let Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame? I mean, it's – I'm not saying Reggie Bush shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. He's one of the great running backs of all time. Perhaps another USC running back should have been stripped of his. But I know a lot of folks around USC and college football – are happy about this, and I'm not upset by it by any means, but you know, you change the rules in midstream and acknowledge the fact that things are different than they were 20 years ago. You know, does it open a whole can of worms in that regard?
It does. Love to hear your comments on it. Text line available at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Always like interacting with our listeners out there. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give Isaac a call, you can do that at 319-366-1600 as well. And I get it, but I don't get it, Mark. I'm with you. It's a catch-22 situation. Yes, listen, Reggie Bush took illegal, you know, help from agents back at the end of his career at USC. He accepted money, he accepted gifts, whatever the case may be. Now that is, you know, that is just every day. That's a day that ends with a Y now. In 2024. I get it. And sure, that's the reasoning behind they give him the Heisman Trophy back or put him in good stead with the Heisman Trust and the Downtown Athletic Club. But does that mean everybody that threw a spitball back in the day should get a chance to go and get some of those wins back or whatever, or get a chance to use that pitch? Does Millie Vanilli get to go win some Grammys again? You know what Milli Vanilli is, by the way, Isaac? Have you ever heard of Milli Vanilli? No, you haven't.
I can't say that I have.
Give it a Google. Give it a Google. They were a duo back in the late 80s that won awards and then were proven that they basically lip-synced everything that they did with other people singing. So, you know, do they get their Grammys back? I don't know. You broke the rules and... years later, you get a chance. 319-366-1600. Many people weighing in as far as the text line is concerned. And I agree with you, 3148. They're fine with it. I don't think the NCAA will acknowledge it. Right now, does it even matter? The NCAA has as much power as I do as far as college athletics, for the most part, is concerned. You know, USC, do they get their wins back? Sure, I guess. How many other Heisman winners did what Bush did and got away with it? Asks 2757. I'm sure there were a few out there, as you know, Mark. Why is this in the news cycle right now? Asks 4254. What is the value to Bush, the NCAA, or the Heisman Trust? I think it's just something that's been ongoing for a long time, Mark, and they just... finally chose this opportune time to make this announcement, I guess.
Yeah, and what bugs me more is that the NCAA stripped USC of its national title It was kind of a split national title with LSU at the time, but USC won a national title in 13-0 in 2004 and then went 12-1 in Bush's Heisman Trophy year, and they took all those wins away. Now, what does that say? And I'm not only talking about the USC situation. I'm talking about a lot of penalties the NCAA hands out. They strip victories from the team. I think they did it in the Paterno situation. You know, what does that say for the players who operated cleanly? Maybe a lot of the USC players weren't. And, yes, they won a lot of games in large part because of Bush. But it's really unfair to the other 84 players on scholarship or however many there were at the time. And, again, it's not just USC in this situation. I think the team itself was treated unfairly. Go ahead, take away scholarships, penalize Pete Carroll, whatever you want to do. But those kids who put in all the time, won those games, are the ones that are penalized. And, again, it's not just the USC situation. It has happened many times when the NCAA hands out a ruling.
Pete Carroll gets away with another one. 64-41, well said, Duker, broke the rules as they were established back in the day. And like I said, do you just go back and change everything now as far as the way that games played out, the way that seasons played out, et cetera, et cetera?
Just because it's okay now doesn't mean it was okay then.
I agree. I would agree. And there has been cheating going on all over sports since the dawn of time, since the dawn of sports. Today, great example. In IndyCar, Team Penske had two drivers with their win taken away. That is Joseph Newgarden from the race in St. Petersburg. They went back, found out with some technological help. They won that particular race. He, along with his teammate and Will Power, were all penalized. Power only losing 10 points. But in 20 years, do they get that win back?
I don't know. It took IndyCar 6 weeks to figure this out. It's kind of I get where you're going there with the race situation. You know, was Penske, the team, penalized? Yeah, it was, because they were all involved, according to IndyCar. In terms of USC, not all the players were involved in accepting illegal payments, as Bush did.
319-366-1600 here on the Jim Class on 1600 at ESPN, Eastern Iowa's home for sports. Hello, Matt in Fairfax. He says vacating wins afterwards is so dumb. The games happen. You punish the future if punishment is needed. And, well, that has been done, but a lot of people don't agree with that because they contend that, hey, these athletes had nothing to do with the athletes that committed the infraction. And why are they getting to serve that penalty? So, yeah, and like you said, when you take a look back on it, does anybody actually everyone remembers Reggie Bush won the 2005 Heisman Trophy. I mean, no one's saying, oh, Bush didn't win. Who did? I don't even know who got second in 2005. Do you know, Isaac? Do you know who got second to the 2005 Heisman Trophy?
I can't think off the top of my head, no.
I will tell you. I think the quarterback, Matt Leinart, the quarterback, was either two or three.
Okay. All right. 39-24. Yeah. With respect to Bush, it is a sign of our times. Rules just don't matter.
It was Vince Young.
Vince Young.
Second, and then Leinart three, Brady Quinn four.
Okay, so quarterback heavy.
Except for number one.
After the running back. Vince Young, 0856, almost got it before you did.
I wanted to say Young, but I don't know. It felt a little bit early for Young. I felt like I was going to be wrong on that one.
That was early Vince Young.
Yeah.
Before the Rose Bowl game. Maybe the greatest game in the history of college football. 319-366-1600.
1600. And already got some texts coming in for Brian as far as questions for Caddy Smack. We're going to get into Caddy Smack coming up here in just a little bit. We will talk some golf with you. Plenty to do, to discuss, including your personal game out there. If you have questions, something's not going right through the first month or so of the season, if you'd like Brian and his guest to discuss it, you can get it to us now at 319-366-1600. Yep, another 2373. If we're going to redo the pass because of changes today, should Galarraga gotten his perfect game on the course mark for Detroit? He missed it on the blown call by the umpire at first base.
Jim Joyce admitted it, too.
Yes, he did. So should he get a perfect game now?
He deserves it.
Because now we have replay. If they had replay then, it would have been a perfect game. Very good point. Very good point, 2373. Thank you for that. Appreciate it here. Man. We have other news today. Your Chicago Bears, Mark, before we get to an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update, not only do they have the number one pick as of right now, for the NFL draft tomorrow night. You can hear the draft right here beginning at 6 o'clock on 1600 ESPN and all of our FM frequencies. But some Bears news today, stadium-wise, Mark, as they are looking to, you know, they've had everything from Arlington to the far west suburbs, and now they're looking at something along the lakefront dealing with another redo of Soldier Field. So, the Bears are trying to find a way to fix a situation, I guess, that they have right now.
You know, the video looked cool and well and good. A dome stadium, or at least a retractable roof, right along the lakefront. The video indicates that the pillars are going to be preserved if the Bears get their way. Pillars from Old Soldier Field, and there's still some hurdles to be cleared on this whole situation, and the stadium wouldn't open until 2028, I think, at the earliest.
Yeah. Dome Stadium, are you for a dome, Mark?
I'm for a retractable roof.
Okay.
Well, I don't want a dome in September when it's going to be pretty nice out, but I'd certainly like one in December. That's why it's probably the only reason I ever liked the Metrodome. If I'm going to go up there and see a game, I know I'm going to see a game.
Yeah.
Because it was, and I love the outside. I would much prefer outdoor baseball, but there is that aspect of it.
Very true. Very true. All right, 3:22, and we're going to get into Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming up here in just a little bit. But first, want to get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They are located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Open at 4 o'clock today. Would be a nice day to be out on the patio. One of the first ones of 2024. So keep that in mind. You can find their entire menu. It is online at Emil's Hideaway. .com. Some of the great sandwiches. They've got a terrific Reuben, the Cuban, the Thai peanut butter burger, or the Hawkeye. Try it out. All those at emilshideaway.com. What do we got today?
Or the shrimp.
Shrimp's good, too.
One final in Major League Baseball. The Cardinals have defeated Arizona 5-1. Good pitching performance by Kyle Gibson. Announced today, at least on many reports, the Big East Big 12 battle next November, December will include Marquette in a game at Iowa State. The date of that game has not been announced. The Lions spent some money today. They made Amon-Ra St. Brown the highest paid wide receiver in professional football, and later in the day made Penei Sewell the highest paid offensive lineman, both guaranteed $70 to $80 million as parts of their contract. Finally, the Zurich Classic of New Orleans gets underway on the PGA Tour tomorrow. Zach Johnson is paired with Ryan Palmer. They will go off in a group at 12:57. It's a format that includes 2 days of best ball and 2 days of alternate shot. also known as foursomes and fourball.
Foursomes and four, depending on what type of the year, time of the year you're talking, right? Yeah. 1960 is happy as a Lion fan, all in on St. Brown and Penny Sewell getting their contracts locked in for the defending NFC North champion, Detroit Lions. We're hosting the draft that we'll have for you tomorrow at 6 o'clock. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll get into Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Talking golf with you. Get your questions ready to go for Brian at 319-366-1600. And we'll talk golf when we come back.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. We'll have plenty of sunshine today and light winds. Temperatures are going to be around 60 degrees and it'll still be nice and comfortable. As we head into tonight with clear skies and light winds, temperatures drop down into the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, we are going to have sunshine to start. Some clouds will start to pass through during the day. Winds do pick back up out of the south, helping to send temperatures into the mid 60s. Then as we head into tomorrow night and early Friday, rain chances will start to go up. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
A mother used to wear a crisply pressed dress, ride along on Sunday drives with the family, and serve meat and potatoes on the everyday china. Now a mother lives in leggings, hauls kids around in the SUV, and serves quick, healthy meals on family-friendly plates. Yes, moms have changed a lot over the years, but her teen and stalker jewelers still knows how to make them happy on Mother's Day. Since 1947, the Dickens family has been offering lovely gifts and helpful suggestions to children, and sometimes dads, to make Mother's Day especially special. This Mother's Day, come to Hertin & Stocker and choose beautiful colored stone jewelry, spectacular diamond earrings, radiant pearls, or some other gift that mom will treasure. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Scott Unash for your neighborhood Quick Star. And they've got some terrific hot buys that are going on right now at your neighborhood Quick Star. And that includes Urge Chips and Snacks, assorted varieties. You can get three for $6.88 or two for $4.88. Early morning risers, Glazers. Donuts, 6-count for $2.99. Nature's Touch chocolate milk, a half gallon, $2.49, limit two. And hamburger and hot dog buns are 99 cents, limit two. Some of the great hot buys, as well as Nature's Touch ice cream, vanilla or chocolate, the 1-gallon pails, they are $4.99. And limit of two with those. They are perfect for desserts night in and night out, or night around the campfire or the fire pit outside. Just eat it quickly out there. Some of the great hot buys going on right now at your neighborhood Quick Star.
Okay, on the grass, but out of the street. Perfect.
Why are you raking your leaves to the curb?
Tomorrow's our garbage day, so the leaf vacuum will be around too.
Leaves just go in your Yardie cart, don't they?
You can, but this time of year you can also rake them in a long row on the grass beside the street, and the vacuum truck will pick them all up.
I don't have time to rake right now.
That's okay. They'll be picking up through April 26th. You've got time.
How do you know all this?
I got the message from crnewsnow.com.
Sign up for CR News Now, or go to the city website for more info.
Just in time for grilling season, 1600 ESPN is giving you the chance to fill your freezer full of meat with our Meet and Greet contest. Today's winning code word is LEG, L-E-G, LEG. Enter that right now at kgymradio.com for a chance to win $500 in meat. Plus, you'll also be entered for a chance at $5,000 as part of a national giveaway. Again, enter the word LEG right now at kgymradio.com for a chance to win.
Back with you here on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class, right here in the Eakin Nutrition Studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Scott, Mark, and Isaac with you. And shifting gears, it is time for Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, our biweekly talk of all things golf going on there. And we're going to get Brian Haas up and on the phone here in just a moment. And you can get your question for Brian at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. If you would like to send a query about your individual golf game, not only do have Brian's expertise today, but Brian's special guest as well. As Brian, you and Tracy are on. You're on a road trip.
We are. We are heading to the Dallas area, to Frisco to be exact, to play the new PGA facilities, or Tracy will be playing them. And fortunately, maybe unfortunately, I'm caddying for him.
Now, I think that's a great idea, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've been working together for a number of years now, and it's fun to go and be on the golf course and actually be able to talk about it as we're playing, because when you're just coaching, obviously you can't coach while they're playing, and so it's kind of a different view, you know, when you're on the bag and shoulder to shoulder at each hole.
Well, just to let people know, Tracy is qualified to try. He's already in the John Deere for next year, but he's trying to get into the PGA Championship next month at Valhalla in Louisville.
Yeah. So it's our professional national championship, and so there'll be golf professionals from every section throughout the United States playing in this event. So they all qualified in their home sections, and obviously Tracy qualified in the Iowa PGA section, and we had a number of golf professionals coming down to play from Iowa, so there'll be a lot of great players there and good competition. And if I remember right, Trace, is it the top 20 that make it through?
Top 30 get into the PGA, which is going to be in Valhalla, which is in Louisville, Kentucky this year, coming up in May, a couple weeks.
You guys should be a good team, Brian and Tracy. You know, I work together. You play together a lot. Nice finish in Ames earlier this week. So there is that dynamic, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. We had fun playing in Ames this week. We finished fourth, and boy, we left a couple in there too. We were right there. It was ripe for the picking. But that wind was 30 miles an hour on Monday, and it was rough. But It was a lot of fun.
Might be a good training for Texas. We'll see.
Yeah, it's always going to be windy out there. Pretty open course anyway. And Tracy, what is the game plan going in? What'd you do the last couple weeks to get ready for this, to possibly get into the end of the top 30? You and the rest of the guys from Iowa.
Well, for me, we opened up our Iowa section, so I've had a couple Monday events under my belt. It's an outdoor play. And then at the golf lab with TrackMan, we have a bunch of the courses, and the two courses I'm playing in Frisco, the East Course and the West Course, are on the TrackMan simulator. So I've been able to play both courses. So I feel like I've been there already. I've played them more than a couple times. So I have kind of good notes already, and what I've seen from TrackMan is it really helps you kind of prepare and get a game plan to play the course.
Tracy, this might be the most difficult cut of all to make, with over 300 players competing and trying to make the weekend. It starts on the weekend. It goes into Tuesday and Wednesday, but that's a challenge, isn't it?
It is. There's a lot of good players there, and I think you have to go into it not so much making the cut, but thinking you want to win the tournament. And you go play, and with Brian on the bag, it's going to be a big help. I've always played better with a caddy. It just helps that someone to bounce ideas off of, to give me good targets, to keep me, calm me down when I'm starting to play well. But, you know, just it's going to be real helpful to have him there, and that's, you know, what we're looking forward to doing when we get down there. Get some good practice rounds in, and then go play some golf, see what happens.
All right, Tracy, the big questions. Do you trust Brian on the read of a 10-footer with trying to get into the top 30? That's the biggest question I know people have out there.
I think when I get the read, he needs to go, yes, that's it. I'm going to read the putts, and he needs to go, yeah, that's exactly where you need to hit it. And then we'll go from there.
Yeah, I will give Tracy credit. He is one of the best putters I've ever witnessed. And he puts it so well that that I won't mess with that.
Yeah. 334, Brian and Tracy Vest joining us here on Caddy Smack on the Jim Class. If you have a question, we have several of them coming in right now at 319-366-1600. Not only Brian, but Tracy can answer your questions. So it's a, you know, you get two for one deal today here on Caddy Smack on the Jim Class. So we'll get to some of those coming up in just a little bit. And you mentioned Frisco, Texas. This is the new home of the PGA of America down there. It's relatively new. And this is, from what all that I have read and watched, this is just an amazing, amazing facility that you guys are going to be going to.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see it. The practice facilities are really second to none. They're going to be maybe some of the largest practice facilities I've ever seen. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing how they built that out and what that looks like. You know, as far as the golf courses go, they're really natural golf courses that they used a lot of the natural land. I know they moved some earth, you know, to create, you know, some movement in the golf course, but it wasn't a ton. And so I know the golf courses are going to have a lot of that natural movement that Texas has. And it's not this crazy redesign of Texas land. It's pretty normal.
Tracy, you said you run the simulator for these two courses. Do the East and West differ a whole lot, or are they much the same?
I think it's the East course. I know when they played the senior championship there, the East course is the tournament course. They have a similar feel, but I think the East course can play a little bit longer. It goes up to, I think we'll play it around 74, if you go to 7,600 yards, which is pretty big. The other course, closer to 7,000, so it's a little more. The feel of the course, to me, I played a little bit at Honey Creek, where we had our section championship. I thought it had a similar feel. It's fairly, and the greens have got a lot of roll, a lot of slope that you got to be aware of to kind of be in the right position. And some good short holes. They have a couple of good drivable par fours that will kind of, you know, give you some options to, you know, make some birdies or eagles or others coming down the end. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Hopefully birdies and eagles, not others.
Yeah.
No others. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
You'll laugh. I told him on the ride that if we go win this thing, I'll get you a pair of boots for the ride home.
Hey, everything's bigger in Texas. Keep that in mind.
That's right.
Since Tracy is a very good putter, we've got putting questions here. Let's start there. 0189. Followed your advice from a couple of weeks ago, Brian. Went looking for a new putter. Still looking for someone to give them a very good consultation. Any advice for a 0189? I know you probably could. I know a certain shop on the northeast side area that could. Just keep looking and keep calling, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, as far as getting fit for your putter, there's a few places around our eastern Iowa area there, find your golf professional that can do it for you, because length is hugely important. Getting that right length, finding the right loft for how you get the impact, those are all super important things. Well, that ball to start rolling on the line that you're looking at, and then they can also even show you maybe some, you know, odd things that are happening in your stroke. That are you going to fix that, or am I going to build you a putter that can help combat that? And so those are the important parts, because again, like the golf swing, there's no two putting strokes alike. So you need to get that putter built for how you move that putter through the ball.
Well, for either one of you, Ralph and Riverside on the text line, wonders, when hitting approach shots from 100 to 125, say, what's the best advice for an aiming point on any given hole?
Well, I think when you're in that scoring distance, 100 to 125, you got a wedge in your hand. So generally, it depends on the middle of the green. You want to have a shot shape, even with the wedges. You know, I found, kind of took a page out of Bender and Zach Johnson, you know, you lay the ball back a little bit more, a little more middle to back of your stance, and try to hit more of a draw shape with your wedges. You can slice the ball down a little bit better. So to me, I'm heading towards the middle of the green. I'm aiming a little, you know, a flight stick right of the pin, so I can allow for that curvature to try to hit one in there close. You know, if the pin's in a certain spot where maybe it's on the right side of the green. Sometimes you just got to take your medicine and not maybe go right at it, but play a little more center safety to improve your score.
Mm-hmm. 31-48, back to putting here. Asking, will a Scotty Cameron putter make them a better putter? It's one of the best out there. This is right up your alley, Brian.
Yeah, that's a loaded question for me. But I always, I'm always straightforward about that. And all putters are good putters. It just needs to fit you. And so, yes, I mean, Scotty makes some of the best putters in the world. So does Odyssey. And on the Callaway, they're owned by Callaway. And then there's Bettinardi. I mean, there's a lot of really great putter makers. Ping, yeah. How can I forget? The one that made
it all.
Yeah, started it all, right? But the big thing is find the one that works best for you, because we all have a different arc style, and finding the right hosel type and head type, meaning blade or mallet or mid mallet, that all fits in how you make a stroke. And again, I always say, like, you buy a pair of slacks, you buy them to fit, and you wear your favorite pair because they fit you so well. And that's the way your putter should be. It should fit you well. And find somebody in your area that can help you find that combination, again, that works with your stroke style. And then find the right length, the right loft, and get that thing properly adjusted for you.
Yeah. Well, and the thing about Scotty's as well, they have done a good job of, taking, used to be just blades with Scotty's, and now they, like you said, mallets, mid-mallets, things like that. They have evolved over the years like everybody else has.
Oh, I have 15 or 20, I don't know the exact number, but 15 or 20 just fitting putters in my lab of Scotty Cameron, right, because I'm a Titleist exclusive facility, so... all I have are Scotty, so I'm a little bit biased, but the others are great putters. And the key is that of the 20 putters that I have for fitting, all those do is give me an opportunity to get the right style of putter in your hand and start putting together lengths and mallet styles or blade styles in your hands that work best with your stroke. And then from there we design your putter and then have them build it.
Gracie, you made the comment that you like to play with a caddy. Not all of us get that luxury, a couple times a week. But I wonder why that is. Is it the affirmation from a guy like Brian or anybody else? A club selection? What is it?
Yeah, I think it's having that backup, that someone to, it's a cheerleader, but it's someone to go, yeah, that's it, that's the shot. And just so that you don't miss something. I mean, golf. As we were talking on the way drive down here, I go, you can say one thing, but you say, slow down. Because you get in that element, and you're playing good. You think when you're playing good, I'm talking fast right now about it. But when you slow down, and the caddy's like, all right, let's walk a little slower, hold up a second. So, and this kind of gets you to play your game. I mean, it's just someone to bounce things off of. It's just a confirmation, and it helps me. It always has. It just makes it. And it's more fun than you're out there walking too. Usually in our section events, we're always riding carts. But it is fun to play golf, the old style, walking. Having a caddy, it's not that hard to walk and play golf if you got a caddy carrying your club. So I love doing it. I played some of the Waterloo Open, Cedar Rapids Open. You get a walk. And it helps me to have that extra set of eyes and that voice to keep me going straight.
Yeah, I'll second that and exactly what Tracy said. I've been playing in a men's league, right, for fun. For the last year, and started up again this last week, and I play with my son-in-law Michael, who's a very accomplished player, and we walk together, so we still, because we're a team, the two of us, we get to caddy for each other, and we're walking at the same time, so we're calling out golf clubs and shots, and making sure that neither one of us makes a mistake. So even though we're both playing, we're both caddying for each other at the same time. And I miss that, and it's really nice to have, once a week when we're just playing our 9-hole matches in men's league, but it's been a lot of fun.
Well, I will attest to that as well. I don't get a chance to play solo very often, but usually when I'm out of town on vacation, was that way a couple of weeks ago, and I know this sounds terrible, but just kind of talking through a caddy player conversation there. Okay, aim at this, good swing, hit it toward that. You need a driving range drive here. I mean, yeah, it sounds silly, but boy, it helps.
It does, yeah. Yeah, it changes your focus and gets you thinking in one direction, and it takes away the negative thoughts. And we were just talking about that from Monday's around when Trey said he had a negative thought in one of the holes, and that was and that's what he ended up doing. And that happens to all of us, including me, and, you know, that same day. But he outwardly said, you know, I was thinking that, and that's what I did. And, you know, that's where the caddy says, all right, what's our target? Let's hit it there, and let's have a nice free swing. And, yeah, and when you can see your shot, that's so helpful.
I'm going to ask you guys a question about golf right now. We've got Scottie Scheffler, who has won 4 out of 5. We've got Nelly Korda on the LPGA Tour that has won 5 in a row. I think it's great for golf. There are some people saying that this is not a good thing for golf, that it's getting a little bit predictable, et cetera, et cetera. I'll ask you guys your opinions about it.
I think it's great with everything going on with golf and all the divide and whatnot. It's so fun to see someone come out and get compared to Tiger Woods. I mean, what Scottie Scheffler's doing and how easy Tiger made it look and how easy he's making it look. I mean, it's that boring golf that you love to see, and he just goes out and just makes birdies. I saw a stat, he made like 69 holes in a row without a par better. It's crazy. And Hilton had. And to be honest, I haven't followed Nelly Korda that much, but I hear what she's doing. I mean, I've heard about it, and I'm like, man, that's amazing. Anytime you can win in a row tournaments, that's fantastic for golf.
Yeah, Nelly has a great social media person on her team, and I follow Nelly really closely because I have a lot of girl high school and college clients, and so I'm very interested in the women's game. Just so I'm up and pushing my ladies that are trying to get to that next level in the right direction. And Nelly's amazing to watch. And we all talk about Tiger and the Tiger era. I mean, why don't we want to talk about a Nelly era and you know, and just have those fun days again like we did watching Tiger? I mean, there were times when I'd say we'd call it watching Tiger TV because all we did was watch Tiger play golf. But if we were watching something special and yeah, you know, crazy good and we all want to watch that, I think they're doing a better job on television not showing just Nelly or just Scotty, and they're kind of bouncing around a little bit more. But it's hard not to watch them because they're winning the tournament. So you're going to watch them a little bit more often than you are the other players.
Well, there's also at the same time a 15-year-old named Miles Russell not only made the cut on the Korn Ferry Tour, contended for a while. That's mind-blowing for me, a 15-year-old.
Yeah, and he's going to – and because of how well he played – you know, he got exempt into the next event. So if he keeps doing that, I'm not sure what the sheer number is, but after 3 or 4 of making those tops, he will automatically be exempt in the Korn Ferry Tour. And so he just needs to keep it going right now, because if he keeps in that top 20 like he is, he'll be 15 years old and playing full-time PGA Korn Ferry Tour he's going to have his parents drive him there.
He's a freshman in high school.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, he's 15 years old. He can't even drive himself there.
Oh.
That's the scary part. I think he still even needs a chaperone on an airplane ride. I'm not sure how that actually works. Can you just ship a 15-year-old on an airplane to the next event? Yeah.
Well, the interesting thing is that if this continues to progress, he may have an enormous decision to make, him and his family, because does he stay amateur or does he turn pro like Nick Dunlap did after he won the event earlier this year on the PGA Tour?
Right. I believe he did turn professional.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so I believe he's already professional as it is. So I don't think he's going to stick out the amateur side of it. I think he decided just to go for it.
Man.
He's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Akshay Bhatia did pretty much the same thing. Not quite that young, but he followed a similar path.
Yeah, yeah, and why not? I think the hardest thing at that age is 15. You're still growing, and I deal with a lot of high school players at that age, and you know they're still trying to find their strength and what they're capable of, and they're, you know, with any luck on his side, right, his growth spurts will be consistent and not crazy. That can really throw a player off. I've seen that happen. I've had some really great players at a young age, and then as their growth spurts came, the game got more awkward for them because their bodies didn't stay with their game very well. And it took them a long time to find another path with their swing. So that's my hope for him, that his growth spurts are even and not too massive, because, you know, there's some kids that have these really big growth spurts and really throws them off.
We've got news today in the PGA world as well, as the PGA Tour announcing they are going to be giving many, many monies to loyal PGA Tour players. For example, Tiger Woods is going to get $100 million in equity. Rory McIlroy apparently is going to get $50 million as far as equity. It's not all going to be paid out up front. It's kind of the Shohei Ohtani contract, if you will, as far as golf is concerned. These are payouts based on a variety of factors, including career success and popularity, for staying with the PGA Tour. It's a very interesting dynamic because of the fact that numbers are a little down. People are getting a little bit weary, I think, of the LIV versus the PGA Tour, that whole discussion and discourse. The rich are getting richer, and here's another example of this. And I don't know, is this a good day for golf? It's a good day for those golfers, I know that. But I don't know, is this good in the long run, guys?
It's so much money. I don't know. It seems like fans, I don't know who's watching golf as much anymore. I haven't watched any live golf, I know that. I do tend to watch the PGA Tour and whatever might be on, Champions Tour, I like seeing that stuff. The money is just, it's crazy. It is the rich getting richer. I don't know if they need that money, probably not, but I don't know. It's how they're keeping them, and they have been loyal to tour, so good for them, I guess.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, and I think what they're trying to do is maintain those players and reward them for staying, like you said. And you know, the live players that left and took the $50 million or $100 million, those payouts were, I think they're saying thank you for not bailing on us, because you know, you take the Rorys and some of the players that are left, that, and if they walk away, there's not much left. You know, there's not a lot of names that the majority, yeah, that can really grab onto and hang on to. We need those superstars for sure for the game. Is it the right thing to do? I don't know. You know, that's a tough one. Because what about the mid player that's been a really good journeyman and you know, has 5 wins on the PGA Tour, major player, and I'm not thinking of a name off the top of my head right away, but that player that you know, is a really good PGA Tour player. We all know him, and superstar, and they're not really getting anything.
Yeah.
In my mind, I mean, Jay Monahan got squeezed by LIV, and thanks to the Strategic Sports Group, an assortment of billionaire sports owners, they're able to do this. Otherwise, they might have lost other players to live.
True.
Yeah, definitely, and it feels like Rory was in that spot not long ago, when all those rumors were flying around, you know, about him possibly leaving for LIV, and this might have been that ditch effort of maintaining the players that they have. You know?
True. Well, gentlemen, thanks for the time. safe travels. And if you see Scotty Scheffler on the other end of the range, I mean, go ask him about how the game is going. It may rub off a little bit. So while he waits.
Yeah, I'm just going to rub up against him anyway, just to see if it rubs off.
And Tracy as well. And
security.
Yes, best of luck to you guys down there, and hope it all goes well. And we'll talk again in a couple of weeks, Brian.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Brian Haas and Tracy Vest joining us here on their way to the PGA Professionals Tournament down in Frisco, Texas on a Wednesday edition of Caddy Smack. And big thanks to both Brian and Tracy with LakeHouseSports.com. And you can check out what they have to offer down there. And they are not, Tracy is not the only Iowan, Mark, to try to get into the PGA Championship next month.
No, he's one of five Iowans, including Davis Sutton of Cedar Rapids Country Club, among others. So Iowa pretty well represented. Really tough tournament to try not only to make the cut among the 312 players that start, but and then try to qualify for the PGA. Really tough tournament, but I know Tracy and Brian will give it their best.
There you go. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up right after this here on KGYM.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
This NFL Draft Player Profile is brought to you by ServPro.
Today, the NFL is full of general managers who erase past draft boards and pretend like it never even happened. For instance, 2017, the Chicago Bears picked Mitch Trubisky at number 2, while quarterback out of Texas Tech, the Red Raiders, fell to the Kansas City Chiefs at number 10. Patrick Mahomes, the gunslinger who can improvise, create when everything breaks down, can make every throw a nightmare for defensive coordinators to prepare for.
ServPro, like it never even happened.
Evan Cohen here from Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio for True Green. Are you ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank? True Green has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. Visit TrueGreen.com and discover the easiest and affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn guaranteed. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TrueGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TrueGreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner.
Back to wrap things up here in the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class, all about the NFL draft tomorrow, which gets started on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. First pick, round 7 from Detroit. We'll take a look at team needs and some of the local players. So we'll get in depth with that coming up on Thursday. Looking forward to that. A big thanks to Brian and Tracy for joining us. Thanks for the questions as well. And if people, Mark, are wondering where our Bowling Night in America preview is, season's done. We're the champions. We get the ill-gotten booty tonight from winning a championship out there. It is banquet night.
Well deserved, and distribution of money and trading stories. That's what it's all about tonight.
That's what it all is all about. It's all about that each week, though. I mean, stories. They just get bigger and better as you get toward the end of the season. So
true.
We have that coming up tonight. And big thanks to May City Bowl, Trent Street Southwest, and Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. Couldn't do it without them. And appreciate all the questions again as far as golf is concerned. And we will talk about the draft coming up on Thursday. Tom Kakert will join us coming up on Friday. And have a good night, Mark. We'll talk tomorrow at 3.
I will talk to you then.
All right. You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM. Spencer on Sports coming your way next.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? It's easy to ignore your needs and